Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Yvonne Pierre Show. Hear from people who have overcome obstacles, have inspirational stories to tell, or helpful information to share.
Our child, and we were to take her home. Remarkable advice for that era when many children with Down syndrome were put in institutions.
I was living for today, not caring about tomorrow.
The Yvonne Pierre Show, with a variety talk show whose only mission is to empower you.
And I turned around and I remember this 48 years later of when I turned around and I said to her, no, I can do it. That kind of set the tone to her right from the beginning that even though I was in a chair, you know, I was still independent. I was still going to do things.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. We are vessels that have the option to allow God to use us.
Make a choice to break the generational curses on our life.
Thank you for tuning in. Now, here is your host, Yvonne Pierre.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in. My guest today, Gabriella Hartwell, is an intuitive relationship life coach, spiritual teacher, and the author of You Find Your Soulmate When You Let Go of Searching. She says that it's important to realize that you deserve a life of happiness and let go of the fears that stop you from walking into your destiny. How are you?
I am great, Yvonne. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
What motivated you to become a life coach, a relationship life coach?
Yes, my mom, actually. Watching my mother struggle through relationships when I was growing up was a huge inspiration for me, and also showed me how I don't want to be in a relationship, you know. And she just really helped me to see what else there is out there and that this is not love. This is the way that we may perceive love in the world, but it's not the way that it can be. And so pretty much watching her was a huge inspiration. And I had a natural capacity to help people, and people would just come to me. And when I was a young kid, older people would come and just start telling me things in their lives. And so I'd always end up helping people. It's kind of like I was born into the role, and I just developed it as a profession.
Now, we see people in and out, both men and women, jump in and out of relationships. And before really allowing themselves time to heal before they go, you know, directly into the next relationship. Why do you think many people do this before you don't take that time for themselves before they go into the next relationship? And do you feel like they need that time alone before they commit themselves to another person?
I think so. I think that we absolutely need some time to heal in between relationships, because while we're in the relationship, well, at the beginning of the relationship and then at the end of the relationship, we're a different person. And what we feel about ourselves and what we've learned about ourselves has changed. And also what we feel and learned what we may want or not want in a relationship and with another person has also changed. And so we have to kind of give ourselves the time to refocus that and figure that out again and discover who we are now. And then why people do that, I really feel that, you know, getting into one relationship to the next, I think that they're a little afraid to be alone, you know, and that they'd rather settle for being with somebody and wrongly try to make themselves believe it's the one so that they feel more comfortable justifying why they're staying in a relationship, but that's not really what they're feeling.
Why is that? Why are so many people afraid of that alone time?
I think it's because the expectations, you know, that they put on themselves for happiness, like that they need to be married by a certain time, that they need to have children, all these things that they place upon themselves, and they have, in so doing, then they don't allow themselves really to just enjoy being in the moment, you know, and hanging out with themselves and really getting to know who they are and enjoying themselves and getting to know people who, you know, enjoy doing the same things. And then that way there's not a lot of stress about needing to get in a relationship but just being yourself. And then I just want to point out, too, I talk about this in my book, that alone really doesn't mean alone, that you're really alone. It really equals all one. so we're all connected to each other, loneliness is really just an illusion.
We see a lot of people who go through relationships and they tend to lose themselves. Why are so many people willing to sacrifice self in relationships, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's a few things. I think, first of all, if you go from one relationship to another relationship and you don't allow yourself the time to reflect on who you are now, then some people don't even really know who they are. So they just go right into another relationship with someone else and then end up taking on that person's characteristics and, you know, what that person wants to do and letting go of anything that they may have thought that they have liked to do because they don't really know themselves. They don't give themselves the time to do that. And then also because of that, because they don't know themselves, they're also not comfortable with themselves, so that I think it's a self-esteem thing where they're not feeling as confident within themselves. And I just want to add that, you know, some people, they feel they have to change who they are to be with someone and to stay in a relationship. And that is a key factor of it not being a healthy relationship. I mean, a healthy relationship is when one person can be who they are and the other person can be who they are and you're just being together.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that. You've been doing this for a while now. How long have you been coaching?
Well, I have been doing it since I was born, but as being called like a life coach since January of last year is when I called myself that, but I've been doing this ever since I was here.
Okay. In relationships, what is the biggest misconception that you find that people have as far as their outlook on what a relationship is?
I would say that people are really just, they don't really know what they want. I think that's the biggest factor. And that's where they make mistakes because they end up, like we were just talking about, you know, sacrificing what they like and, you know, who they are, because happiness really comes from within someone. It doesn't, and then it's brought to a relationship, you know. And if someone doesn't know what makes them happy, then they can make so many mistakes with someone. And I really feel that it's really not knowing yourself, not really knowing what makes you happy and what it is that you want and who you are that creates other actions that may be considered mistakes.
And, okay, so you wrote the book, and the book is called You Find Your Soulmate When You Let Go of Searching. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, I'm going to have to go back to my mom again. She was a huge inspiration, and I gave her the book as a gift as well because I really want her to be able to find the love that I'm talking about in this book. Uh-huh. And I myself was pretty much, as I was born a coach, I was also born knowing that I had a soulmate and that I would know when I need him. And I have met him, and we're in the process of coming back together physically. And it was right when I met him, I knew right away that he was my soulmate. And because of that strong sense, ever since I was younger, that I knew that that was going to be like that, and then now having the feeling and seeing who it is and knowing it just coincides with what I felt. And so because I've had the experience, I really want people to experience this too, because everybody can.
Based on the title, you find your soulmate when you let go of searching, people will assume that it's for people, those who are single. Who is this book initially for? I mean, who is it for? Is it for just singles or?
It's really for everyone, and it's also for every age group. I wrote it in a way where even young kids and teenagers could pick it up and completely understand everything I'm saying and be able to implement these exercises and these ways of believing and acting within their lives. And so it's for any age group, and it's also for people who are in a relationship and people who are single. Because people who are in a relationship, both people could read the book to do the exercises and get to know a little bit more about themselves and think about certain things they may not have before and then come together with their partner and talk about these things and, you know, add a more profound level to their relationship. And then the people who are single can get to learn more about themselves as well and just enjoy being single and, you know, having fun and doing what they enjoy so that they can attract their soulmate to them.
Gabriella, in your opinion, since we're talking about soulmates, what is your definition of a soulmate?
A soulmate, I believe, well, first I believe that we have more than one, and the type of soulmate I'm referring to in this book is the highest soulmate. Some people call them twin flames. That's what I'm referring to in this book. But we have different soulmates throughout our lifetime, and there are different levels. It's kind of like a ladder where you start on one rung, and then you go up, and then you go up to the next one, and the next one, and you keep going until you reach the top. And so taking that into account, then everyone that you encounter that you choose to have a relationship with is your soulmate at that time. And then you just then evolve with the next person and the next person. If you allow yourself to, you know, because, you know, sometimes people can have the same experience over and over again with different people, but yet a similar experience because they're not allowing themselves to learn lessons and grow. But everyone that you choose to be with is your soulmate. You have most of the time felt like, and this can get stronger with the levels, that you have met this person before, that you have some very strong similarity, and you work out things with each other, things that you like about each other, things that you don't like, because that way you're able to help each other to grow and really get to get through the stuff that you don't like about yourself as well and love the things that you do.
So what I'm hearing is that your soulmate is that, let me back up. What I'm hearing is that, you know, what we've heard that, you know, people come into your life for a reason.
Yeah.
And that, you know, whoever, if you're with this person, it was meant for you to be with this person at this time. So you're saying at this time, this is your soulmate for that moment, whether it's
right
for a temporary time or for ever. But right at that moment, that's who attracted, there's some type of soul connection at that time.
Yeah. Exactly. And I know through my relationships that I've gone through, every relationship I was in, I knew that this was not going to be the person I was going to marry and be with in the long run, but yet I knew I had to be with them.
Because we learned something from them.
Right. Definitely, yeah.
How does someone know, and that kind of answered that question, as far as how do someone know if this is their soulmate or not? And we just kind of said it, that if this person got to bring it into your life, who you need to be with at that moment, whether it's to be a mirror, act as a mirror in your life for you to see some things about yourself, and there's some things you need to learn, you know, whatever, but it may not be your lifetime soulmate, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, that is. And I think, and were you going to ask, like, how does someone know if they've met their soulmate? Is that what you
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, because I was, that's a good question, and I've been asked this before, and, you know, really, it has to do with your feelings, but it has to do with a variety of things. It has to do with your feelings, and then you also have, like, a knowing. You do have a knowing inside. You are intuition. We know.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you meet someone, like, you know, you feel like you've known them before, that's an intuition.
Right.
And so I'm trying to tell people to follow the different things, to follow the knowing that they feel inside themselves, the feelings that they receive, and also visions, because sometimes you'll get visions. You'll get, like, a memory, because we're all connected. So when we connect with another that we have a soul contract and connection with, then we can remember something that we may have said we were going to do together, experience together. And so sometimes visions come up as well. So it's your intuition, feelings, and your vision all coincide.
And so there are people that get into relationships and the person is, they know that this person is not good for them, or they know that this relationship is not healthy. Just to clarify, you're not saying to stay with them. You're just saying that for whatever reason, this person was in your life for. Are you saying that that person is your soulmate too, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone that comes into your life is your soulmate at the time, so that you can learn from each other. But no, I even talk about this in the book too, that I don't recommend people to stay in any abusive relationship. But it's up to that person how long it's going to take them to realize, you know what, this is what I don't want. And, you know, sometimes there are relationships that really just show you what it is that you do not want. And that's okay, because, you know, without that experience, you may not have really figured out, you know what, this is really not for me. But you have to sometimes experience it. You may know what you don't want, but when you experience it, it just really confirms and strengthens the belief that this is not what I want.
For whatever reason, you brought this person into your life.
Right. Well, we attract what we feel.
Right.
Yeah. And so if someone's having like low self-esteem, let's say, and they're like, you know, okay, man, I'm not good enough, or I'm not going to find someone good, or, you know, or I don't deserve that, then, well, they're going to attract someone that's going to give them the experience of that until they realize, wait, okay, I really actually do deserve more than this. This is not what I want, you know. And once they come to that conclusion, then that contract between those two people can end. And then that next person can go on, too, and hopefully learn, too, that that's not the way to treat someone, too, so that their next relationship, they can grow through that experience and then treat someone with more respect in that way. And the other person can realize now they have more of the self-esteem, and they can then attract someone that's going to give them that love.
Okay. I follow you. what do you want people to get from reading this book, and where can they find it?
Well, what I want them to get, I really want them to be comfortable with where they are right now in their life and who they are, you know. There are lots of books out there that are like, well, you know, if you want to get this, do this. Or if you want to have this, then act this way, or so forth. And I'm really just telling people to just do what you're doing and be okay with doing what you're doing and enjoy it. You know, have a great time. Life is meant to be enjoyed, you know. And to not have to worry so much about, you know, needing something or needing someone to be happy. And really to get to know yourself and to allow yourself the time to get to know yourself and be with yourself. That's very important. And so that's the main message. And in so doing that, then you're going to attract your soulmate to you without searching. You don't need to search because it's going to naturally happen. And people can find the book on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. It's not in Barnes & Noble bookstores yet, though, but they can order it on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, as well as my website, and that's EmergingSoul.com. And there's also links on there, too, for Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I also have a free newsletter on there and many other events coming up and interviews. And I'm also having a monthly – I have a partner now, and I'm having a monthly teleseminar every month that people can call over the phone and be part of this. So lots of things on the website.
Wow. So what I get is that the book is about being at peace with you.
Yeah.
By yourself first.
Right.
Whether you're with somebody or not, being at peace with who you are.
Exactly, yeah. And even when you're with someone, too. I mean, definitely people who are in relationships can get a lot from the book as well. And even if you're having a difficult time in a relationship, too, I mean, this book is great for people like that, too, because you may, by doing the exercises in the book and becoming a little more clear, you know, as to who you are and what you want and don't want, then you may realize, oh, maybe the person I'm with is not really the person for me. Or you can bring that relationship to a higher level if that is the possibility.
Mm-hmm. Give that website again.
Mm-hmm. It's EmergingSoul.com.
And before we go, what word of advice would you like to leave with those who are currently single?
I would say stop searching, and also to stop putting expectations on yourself. There's no need to say that you have to be married by a certain time, that you even have to have kids, you know, in this lifetime. And there's so many other things you can do. You can adopt kids if that's really something, and you're getting to the point where the age where you may not be able to have kids. It's really okay. To just enjoy life, to allow yourself to take the time to get to know who you are, what it is you enjoy, and also to go beyond your comfort zone. Because let's say if you don't like going to parties and you're not a social person, kind of make yourself go outside of your comfort zone, because that's the way that you're going to be able to meet more people. And you don't feel like you have to go somewhere with somebody. If, let's say, you want to go somewhere, but no one that you know can go, still go and enjoy the experience. And I've done this, and I've found that when I go out by myself, I end up meeting other people who go out by themselves too. But you don't really focus on that when you're going with other people.
So you're saying, like, if you go into the movie, just go enjoy the movie.
Yeah, and you
and
might find that someone
like
else.
You can... have to go with a date. If you want to eat dinner, go eat dinner.
Right. Exactly. You don't have to feel as though someone's looking at you like, oh, my God, that person's alone. And actually, there are a lot of people that go to eat by themselves. You can bring a book, or you don't have to. And I love observing people. So, like, that's a great place to observe people, too, you know, when you go by yourself.
Yeah. You can't be good to someone else if you're not in tune or at peace with yourself.
Exactly. That's true.
Gabriella Hartwell, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This was very insightful. And, again, the website is emergentsouls.com, correct?
Yes, okay. emergentsouls.com.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, no matter who pushes me, I know I'm not gonna let you. I'm not gonna let you get me down. No, no, no.
Thank you for tuning in to the Yvonne Pierre Show. For more information about the show, how to be a guest, or to let us know what you think about today's show or previous shows, visit us at www.hyhradio.com. Remember to keep God first, know that you are blessed, and always be true to yourself. I love you. God loves you. Thank you for listening.